Earlier this week, ESPN laid off 100 journalists and on-air personalities, Trent Dilfer, Len Elmore, and Jason Stark, among others. It's a signal that the gravy train at ESPN may have found the caboose. SportsCenter is not the center of the sports universe anymore. Fans are turning to smartphones, tablets, and mobile services that follow consumers instead of cable for updates, highlights, and games. ESPN, did you know this, has lost more than 10 million subscribers over the past several years, while the cost of broadcasting Major League Sports is only going up. Dave Zirin, sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, says that ESPN's latest move is unfortunate, but it reveals that networks that get paid by the sports leagues ultimately can't be relied on for the journalism that holds the sports industry accountable.
I've talked to ESPN reporters who have told me stories about having articles spiked that they were putting together that were seen as being too critical of the leagues. I've had other ESPN reporters tell me stories about what they call the invisible censors. And that's this idea that nobody is telling them to spike stories, but there's this voice in their mind that says, wait a minute, you can only go so far. Even though there is this vaunted wall between the journalism side and the entertainment side, when that wall gets breached to the degree that it did with these layoffs, I mean, it removes even the slightest cover by the journalists who are left to do this kind of work critically. But the conflict of interest is baked into the cake at a place like ESPN.
Armin Katayan, who's a network reporter and who's spent years trying to do this and fighting these battles, probably thinks this is a pretty old story.
Absolutely, and I could see people like Armin Katayan saying that. But my concern about this is that it's a change in terms of quantity, not merely quality. And when you see really good journalists being treated like they're part of the gig economy, part of the service industry, part of the wave that's being largely underreported of the tens of thousands of retail workers who've been laid off in this country over the last 6 months, I think it really does have this seismic cultural effect where people feel like, wow, no job is really safe and no job is valued in this country right now.
Are we headed to a situation where the league's networks basically control the landscape and everybody else has to take little pieces of it, and Lord knows where the games end up?
Yeah, we are headed in that direction. I mean, NFL Network, NBA, MLB, and they've actually done a very interesting thing of going after some of the best reporters who are laid off by newspapers, and then they're effectively hired directly by the networks that are effectively the sports leagues. And that, of course, is a disturbing development, even like beyond issues like, say, in the NFL head injuries. Like, what do they do when there's an actual strike or a lockout? What kind of reporting do you get if those become the primary places where people go for news? I mean, and you see,
and the paycheck that the reporter gets comes from the same place that the player gets.
Yeah, but I always get concerned that this then becomes a stalking horse for how regular news will be done in the future. And I've thought about that, you know, with things like, you know, billion-dollar stadium deals and this idea where public money gets to turn into private profit for sports owners, and how that, you know, laid the groundwork in the 1990s for the Wall Street bailouts, for example. And I think that in journalism, the fear is that this becomes a stalking horse for that development as well.
Maybe all of the business model goes the way of boxing, where it's just direct to consumer, pay per view, and the leagues get the money directly, and there may not be any ESPN or non-affiliated network broadcasting games.
Yeah, but you see the great diminishing of cultural capital when it comes to sports. And there was a time when boxing was part of the national discussion. That doesn't exist anymore. And sports are still in this country an instrument of community cohesion. But when everything becomes pay-per-view and you have this widening gap in wealth, what you lose is that idea of sports being a connective tissue in this country.
Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you, John.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.